Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Old black magic has me in its spell.
Old black magic that you weave so well.
Really? Louis Prima and Keeley Smith? Okay, cool. All right. I'm all right with that.
When your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
Hey there, boys and girls. How you doing? Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. As the late, great Paul Kantner of the Jefferson Airplane explained it or described it, 49 square miles surrounded by reality. I'm okay with that. 1-800-878-7529, that is the number here. 202-456-1414, that's the White House if you want to drop them a line. Once again, and I cannot emphasize this strongly enough, they have caller ID. Found that out during the Bush administration a couple of times. Bizarre day in the NFL on Sunday. And I mean bizarre. Really odd game out here in the Bay Area. I'm in San Francisco, right across the bay over there in the biggity-biggity-O. The Sunday night game was entertaining as all hell. Cleveland and the Niners lost. Shocking. Although the Niners, you know what? Yeah, I'm seeing some improvement. They still suck. Franchise record 10 in a row down the tubes. The Ravens found a loophole at the last play of the game against the Bengals. That was funny as hell. I'll give them that. And also, if you didn't notice on Saturday, the Ohio State-Michigan game, evidently the referees were all Ohio State alumni. I mean, why they didn't just wear Buckeye jerseys on the field was just beyond me. We're going to talk about all of that. And the rest we're going to make up as we go along. NFL right off the bat. We come back, we're going to be chit-chatting with our NFL expert. I don't know if he's an expert so much, but he was dumb enough to answer the phone at the beginning of the season when we were looking for somebody, so we're going to go with him. The great Bruce, don't call me Don Kessinger. He's right across the bay over there in Berkeley. Still hasn't stopped over to come in studio, and I don't blame him one bit. So we're going to talk to him next, do an update later. The rest, like I said, we make up. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Black magic on love.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You don't have to love each other to play.
It's just what I mean, you bastard. Every time I call it a game, you call it a business. And every time I call it a business, you call it a game. Far out.
Words written by former Dallas Cowboy Peter Gent. North Dallas 40, Charles Durning, John Matuszak, and of course, Nick Nolte. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. A little Springsteen from his River action. His last great album. He had a couple of good ones after that, Nebraska most notably. Born in the USA. Yeah, all right. But with a River, what an album. And the reason we play is a little Bruce, it's just a name thing. Because now joining us, he is our NFL expert. I don't know if he's an expert, but he was the one dumb enough to answer the phone when we called him. He's right across the bay here where I sit in the People's Republic of Berkeley, California, the hometown of Nina Hartley and the birthplace of Ben Affleck. Most people think he was a Boston boy. He was born in Berkeley. I really need to get a life. Bruce Kessinger joins us here on Sports Overnight. What's going on, kid?
Not much, and if we want to mention another Berkeley alumni, ex-Cleveland Indian Cincinnati Red Tommy Harper.
That's right. And actually, Tommy Harper also played with the Red Sox as well.
Ah.
See, that was played center field. And actually, one of the great stories of all time, Louis Tiant had a way of criticizing where no one really found offensive, but you knew you would get the point. So Tiant's pitching with the Sox. Tommy Harper, who could run like a deer, was playing center field for the Sox. And he pulled a rock in the eighth inning to lose the game. After the game, Tiant in the clubhouse, he goes into one of the stalls to relieve himself, flushes the toilet, and says, "Goodbye, Tommy." he could do it in a way that just it was not offensive to anybody. But speaking of offensive, explain this one to me like I'm a child, because I didn't see it. I was at my palatial estate out in San Francisco's Excelsior District here. Jerry Garcia, Carlos Santana, all from that area. Dan White too, but we don't talk about him. And Michael Davis, the Broadway actor. But
Sly Stone.
Who?
Sly Stone.
Oh, that's right, Sylvester Stewart. He's from out there as well.
He's a little more Ingleside-ish, but you can.
Yeah, he was up near CCSF. That's true. Okay, so in any event, so I'm in 24/7. I see that the Khalil Mack touchdown. Right before the end of the first half. And I'm thinking, man, they got everything going for him. You know, Del Rio did his little interview before going to the clubhouse. He looked like, he was walking around like a proud father. I said, okay, fine. So I leave my flat, I go up to the Broken Record on Geneva Avenue, have a beer, shoot some pool. I'm not watching, paying attention to the game. Walk down to Balboa Park Station, which is my subway stop. We call it BART here, not too far from where I live. 11-minute ride to Montgomery Station, where the station is right here in San Francisco's Jackson Square. Walk into the Sutter Tavern right across the street from the BART stop, and it's 32:32. What the hell happened?
Let's see. That wasn't the dislocated thing wasn't really enough. He was only out for one series. Maybe it disrupted his rhythm. I don't know. And I think that he, you know, when he hurt his little pinky and he turned around away from the actual play and didn't try to dive on that, I was a little upset with that. I mean, maybe you shouldn't go ow. Maybe you should dive on the ball and then go ow.
Well, he learned from Cam Newton during the Super Bowl last year. Hell, come on. That was quick. That was quick. And I wasn't even planning on using that one. That was pretty damn good. No, but that was, like I said, if you don't know, Oakland came back to win it 35-32. But, man.
That was in spite of the coaching.
Yeah, exactly. I know, you know, Del Rio usually does. Look, they won again, and you know what? You got to give it to them. You know, if the Niners are going to suck, they have to be good. We're going to get to the Niners here shortly.
Yeah, you know, it's like I was, and even you know, there was Phil Simms and Jim Nance were spouting it. You know, when you were there within first and goal in like under 2 minutes, and they had one timeout, and they did one running play. They had two more downs, and then a third, of course, to kick the field goal. And, of course, that is if they didn't get a touchdown. But they should have ran the ball, and they should have used the whole clock so that there was no time left whatsoever for Cam Newton. And he throws two incomplete passes.
Why didn't they hire you instead of Del Rio?
Well, you know, I've been spouting him for 3 years prior to his being hired. So you know, actually, they just crumpled up the piece of paper that I filled out on their application and tossed it in the garbage, saying, you know, I have no experience.
You know, that doesn't stop some teams. Believe me, that won't.
Dennis Allen.
You mean like the Raiders, for example?
Yeah.
You know, your problem was you probably used me as a reference.
Inexplicable. I mean, and he's all year long. I think he's been fairly good. But this one was like I was scratching my head over it, much like, of course, I've scratched my head over the game that we're going to get to that happened this evening.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of like a hanging offense. I mean, or the bad Italian soccer referee who gets chased out of town for making a decision like Kubiak did.
Yeah. And let me ask you something. You were talking about Del Rio. He had an off day as a coach. And, you know, okay, fine. You know, players, you know, everyone understands that a player every so often is going to have a bad day. You know, that's going to happen. Why don't coaches get the same benefit of the doubt?
Because they're supposed to be masterminds, geniuses.
Well, no, I understand that. And, you know, there are players that are supposed to be perfect, you know, Joe Montana or, you know, whomever, but they've had bad days. Why is it that, you know, head coaches, they never get a pass, but, you know, you understand the players are going to have an off day. You know, sometimes coaches can have an off day. It happens.
There's something just sort of inexplicable about this. I mean, you can have bad. I mean, say earlier in the game, but I mean, this is near the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some things are just too glaringly obvious.
Okay.
I mean, to the average layman, it's like, yeah, you can't. I was sort of befuddled by the AFC West coaching tonight.
By the way, you said lay. I just wanted to throw that out there. Bruce Kessinger, our NFL expert, you know, I don't know if he's an expert, but he joins us anyway here. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Let's stay in the AFC West. And a pretty damn good ball game between the Chiefs, who the Red Pants, I love. I wish they would stick with that. And the Broncos, who have, like, hideous. I hate the Broncos anyway, but their uniforms are hideous as well. If you're going to read about this one tomorrow. And you know what? Yes, they got it right. Okay, fair enough, you know, is Kansas City afraid to throw a ball actually into the end zone for a touchdown? Do they have to always throw it like a yard or two prior to the goal line just to make it interesting?
I mean, that even occurs on first downs, or second downs, going for a first down. Alex Smith does not have the gun, or he is gun.
Neither did Fran Tarkenton, but he was like, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame.
True, but I mean, he's a better scrambler. And Alex Smith actually didn't scramble that much tonight. He's all he's done. I'm not an Alex Smith fan, by the way, and I think the game manager.
You see, I am. Mediocrity. I'm a big Alex Smith fan for a couple of reasons. A, he's a ball player. He didn't get a fair shake in any way with the Niners.
Singletary wasn't happening.
No, but here's let me talk about a guy who was first 4 years, four different offensive coordinators,
yeah.
and then losing your job to an injury, and he played the good soldier. I mean, I got to give him credit. I mean, this is a guy who did everything the right way, so, and that's why I'm an Alex. As far as his talent goes, you know, okay, that well and good, but I'm a big Alex Smith fan because of that. Much like in the same way, although I loathe the Dallas Cowboys, I'm a big Tony Romo fan. Same way.
Okay.
Despite the Jessica Simpson thing. Let's put that aside for a second. But anyway,
I prefer Ashley Simpson at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, really? I would take Marge Simpson before I take any of those two. Honest to God. So this game on Sunday night, everyone talks about this Denver defense, and yes, it is good. And last year, it was fantastic, and it's still pretty good. But how do you let Kansas City like drive down the field in the last less than 2 minutes like that to score a game tying touchdown? I mean, that's very un-Denver like. And I got news for you. Their defense needs to be better if they're going to keep have any chance to do anything in the postseason, because they don't have the best offense on the planet.
No, they don't. And I think that's it's a quarterback situation, no question.
This guy keeps getting.
He's decent. He's not great.
The news for you, Peyton Manning last year was not great at all.
No.
I mean, the reason they won the Super Bowl is because of their defense. I mean, Trent Dilfer, just don't screw it up. That's all he said, and let the defense win it. And that's what he did, and that's what Manning did last year. Why not give this kid the same the same consideration? I mean, he's not he doesn't do anything stupid.
Yeah, actually, he did have a decent second half. I mean, I can't really complain about that performance. I mean, he was way worse against the Raiders.
Well, most people are these days.
Yeah, here's the deal. Here, Kubiak. Hey, Brandon, do you think you can really make a big long field goal at this point in the game? Yeah, sure, coach. Not a problem. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, especially in Denver. You know what I mean? Aren't they yeah. slightly elevated where that helps out just a little bit? I mean, Sebastian Janikowski can kick one the length of the field. In Denver, it happens.
I don't think anybody in his right mind in that position should have ever let that attempt go through.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, let's stick in the West Coast, not necessarily in the AFC West, but the NFC West. I thought last week with Tampa, taking care of Kansas City, that was just a hiccup for the Chiefs. And Tampa, not a bad team, but not a good one. That's just something, they got, I won't say lucky, but yeah, okay, they got lucky. And then they go in Seattle and they hold the Seahawks to 5 points? Really? How the hell did that happen?
Especially because Seattle looked so impressive. I personally did think Tampa Bay had a really good chance of winning it.
I did.
But I certainly didn't. I didn't expect them to do it with just 14 points.
Yeah, I mean, 5? I mean, 5 points, really?
Yeah, no points scored in the second half by either team.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen sometimes. No, actually, it doesn't happen sometimes. Unless you're talking like, Arizona? What was it? Arizona? What was it? 6-6 overtime tie? What was that? Arizona, Washington?
Yeah.
God,
Arizona, Seattle.
See, Seattle? You're at it again.
You got your Washington tie right, but that was a different thing. London, high score, 27-27 with the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I was drunk that morning. The game started at 6:30. What do you want from me? Real quick, before we go elsewhere, let's just, as long as we're talking in the West, let's talk about the Niners. If you don't know,
Courageous attempt. They covered by a half point.
Yeah, two yards shy of tying the game up potentially, given the fact they're kicking. Colin Kaepernick scrambled. The time ran out. He was tackled like the 1.5 or 2 yard line. Hey, look, that's going to happen. Here's the thing: Miami. I thought Miami was going to blow them out. Okay, and Miami at times looked very good, but there's times where the Niners, especially that opening drive, 62 yards right down the field.
Yeah.
They actually looked like an actual, honest to God NFL team.
Yeah, I mean they have their spurts in it, and they like to. I think there's sort of this we are attitude now that we're not going to get blown out. We're just going to hang in there, good enough to lose.
Yeah, that was the thing. Chip Kelly, they interviewed. I saw him the post game afterwards. I'm proud of my guys. You've lost 10 in a row, you idiot. I mean, look, this is not Temple University or Abilene Christian, where you're playing the big boys and you're saying, yeah, we did well. I'm proud of the guys. No, this is the NFL. 10 in a row, and they ran Jim Harbaugh out of town to lose, and now they have this. That they're in trouble. They are in serious trouble. I mean, more so than Cleveland, in my opinion.
Yeah, and we with your manager, general manager there, Trent Botulism or whatever.
The only general manager who has he says he has to have final say on the roster. No GM has the final say on rosters. None. To my knowledge, am I wrong?
I don't think so.
It's a mess. And, you know, like I said, I like Jed York. I met the kid. I don't know much about him, but he was nice to me. He did nothing to piss me off. But I mean, was this just an ego thing when it came to Harbaugh? Was he just, they're giving him all the credit we want it now? Was that what that was?
You can't let somebody go over that. What coach? Every coach should have an ego. I mean, look at Chip Kelly. He certainly had one in Philadelphia.
No. I'm talking about, I'm talking about Balky and York. They let their egos get in the way because Harbaugh was getting the credit they thought they deserved because, you know, he was the GM and the owner. I mean, that's what it seemed like. It was a petty thing.
Very.
I was just saying. That's all it was. Hey, listen, can you stick around for another short segment?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hang tight for a second. You're doing a great job. You sound like, did I wake you up by chance?
Oh, no, not at all.
Are you drunk?
No, not in the least.
Oh, I am.
Give me another hour.
No. Bruce Kessinger, our NFL expert, will be rejoining us here in a couple of minutes, 26 past the hour. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number for those of you scoring at home, even if you're alone, which is more than likely if you're listening to this show. God help each and every one of you poor people. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You have an interesting conversational style, you know that?
It's a nervous condition.
I used to have a nervous condition.
How did yours manifest itself?
I drank a lot of scotch.
I get sick when I drink too much.
I get drunk when I drink too much.
Uh-huh. The Gateway album, as they call it, 1970s metal. Right after Adam Hart Mother. Oh. Come on, Bruce, you gotta admit it, this is sweet.
Yeah, I actually like that much, the song very, very much.
And then Fearless from Pink Floyd, 1970. This is the album where they, one side of the album, if you remember albums, was just echoes, just the one song. Saint-Tropez was on this. One of these days, I'm going to cut you into pieces. Fearless, what a great album. Then Dark Side of the Moon came right after this.
Indeed.
See how smart I am not? Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Did you watch any of the Michigan-Ohio State game?
Yeah, I watched most of it.
Okay, now question.
I was drunk for that.
Why didn't the referees just wear Buckeye jerseys on the field?
I was rooting for Michigan. That was a really poorly called game.
You think? The one referee literally said, that would be a technical in basketball. Jim Harbaugh said, this isn't basketball. And he says, yeah, but I referee basketball too. And they threw a flag on him because it's a technical in basketball. Swear to God.
Did you see the other interesting flag today in the pros? I'm sorry, but where somebody was called unsportsmanlike, Kubiak, I believe. He bumped into the referee on the sideline.
Yeah, and also was it the backup quarterback for the Panthers. Was it Alex?
Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson. Yeah,
yes, I saw that.
What did he do? He threatened the guy's mother. Whatever he said took less than 1 second.
And then you see the replay, and the referee's walking away.
He's walking away. He didn't notice he was saying anything. I mean, how are you wearing a toque on the sidelines and get a flag?
They're just so sensitive these days.
They are. Bruce Gessinger, our NFL expert, joins us here at Sports Overnight America. Yeah, that's just going to piss me off, the Michigan-Ohio State game. I'm glad Ohio State won. And the reason being is because Penn State beat Michigan State, and Penn State's going to win that conference, and yet Ohio State is going to end up going to the bowl. Don't get me started.
It's too much.
It's just
boggles the mind.
It's just. Oh, by the way, did you happen to see the final score of the Pitt Syracuse game on Saturday?
No, I missed that one.
76-61. No overtime. That's regulation.
God.
Right here. Here's the fun part. Pitt only had 9 completed passes the whole game, and they scored 76 points.
Wow.
They only attempted 19. They had 9 completions, 9 of 19, and I believe it was for like 243 yards. They had 644 yards total. I think Syracuse had like a half a mile. I mean, it was just absolutely unbelievable. Hey, listen, we only have about 3 minutes here, and then you get to go back and drink heavily. Like I said, this week is a done deal, as they say. What jumped out at you? Other than the fact that the Patriots looked extremely normal against the Jets just end the seasons.
The other one observance I've made, which we've been discussing the Buccaneers, is that their kicker also has cost them games. He certainly missed an extra point against the Raiders in a game that went into overtime.
Right.
And he is following in the grand tradition of Obed Ariri and Donald Igwebike.
Donald the kicker is the coach used to call him, remember?
Yeah, I remember that. And he was also somebody who was convicted of heroin smuggling. And the other thing here, it was briefly interrupted by the relatively successful tenure of Martin. I just celebrate like I just won the World Cup.
And blow out your knee, yeah. Yeah. People tend to forget Garo Yepremian kicked for the Buccaneers as well.
He did. I didn't know that.
Yes, he did. I think it was like...
Bill Kramatica kick for somebody too?
Yep, the Cardinals.
I'll be.
Now, here's a good one. Larry, we only got 2 minutes here. You know who Larry Ball was? A special teams guy and a backup linebacker for the 72 Dolphins?
Yes, I do remember that name.
Okay, we're number 53. He was on the Dolphins.
Yes.
He 17-0, including playoffs and Super Bowl. He was also on the 0-14 Buccaneers.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, he says he learned more from being on the 0-14 team. I'm like, yeah, right. By the way, speaking of the Buccaneers, they're only a game out right now. Three in a row they've won. In conference, they're 5-3, right up there in division, 2-1. Atlanta's only a game ahead of them. You know, Atlanta's been kind of preordained, and as well they should, the way they were playing early, and everybody else in the South was completely sucking turnips. New Orleans can score, 100 points on the 85 Bears, but they would give up 110. Oh, God, they're just unbelievable. One time I want to talk about, because you're coming on with this Thursday night, big game Thursday night. Dallas and Minnesota is going to be in the Twin Cities. This is a do or die for, I mean, Minnesota, Dallas can not even show up and they'll be okay, but this is a do or die basically for the royalties of six, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, this is, of course, you know, I'm much like you, the Cowboys or everything else is wrong with the planet.
Exactly.
I'm wishing hard for Minnesota, but it just looks
you
like, I
hard.
Mean, it's sort of like Sam Bradford is now in, you know, Sam Bradford.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. You know, look, I got news for you. They're 6-5. The Vikings are what, 6-5? They have no reason.
Yeah.
They considering you lost Teddy Bridgewater, then you got AP, probably the best running back in the last 10 years. You lose him. And you had no reason to expect to win three games, let alone be like only a game behind, the Bears right now. So anyway, I'm taking the Vikings on this one only because I loathe the Cowboys.
I am. I don't know. I hope to actually. I'd love to take them to win. But I just can't right now. Because Dallas unfortunately has a certain aura of invincibility right now, and I don't want to even think that. But it's looking like it.
Are you coming on with this Thursday night?
Yes, I think I am.
I will talk to you then. I'll stay on the line. The great Bruce Kessinger, he is our NFL, I don't know if he's an expert. I'm going to start calling him an expert just because it sounds good. Just stop using me as a reference when you apply for head coaching jobs. No idea what's coming up next, kids. We'll make it up as we go. This is Sports Overnight America. Sirius and XM Channel 93. Our thanks to the great Bruce Kessinger.
iHeartRadio. An app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906,
That's 800-296-0906.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy.
Yeah.
Well, clearly the sex would be fabulous. I mean, you're strong,
yep.
You've got a perfect back.
You betcha.
I can just feel my arms and legs wrapped
around
you.
Hell yeah!
We'd be all over the room and go on for hours and hours.
I know about that. I'm Irish. Ooh, a LaBelle sighting. Everyone now. Yeah. There it is.
He met Mama Lai down in old New Orleans, strutting her stuff on the street.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Citadel, and XM Channel 93. Now joining us, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. The woman, she hosts a show on Vivid Radio on Sirius and XM 791. She's a big deal in the adult film industry. She's from my neck of the woods here in San Francisco. I was on her show earlier today. I had the privilege and the honor of being on her show, and we had an awful lot of fun. I'll be honest with you. I had to smoke a cigarette and take a shower afterwards, but that's me. And she is nice enough to join us this evening from Hollywood, California right now. Great Annie Cruz. You can check her out at Annie Cruz. That's AnnieCruz.com. Don't spell KRUSE.com, because I went out with a girl in college named Annie Cruz. And I don't think you'd get the same effect, but the great Annie Cruz joins us here on Sports Overnight. Annie, how are you, sweet cheeks? How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So you're sitting, you know what? I haven't yet, but we'll work. We'll talk, okay? We'll talk.
All right. Sure.
We were talking just before we went on air. And, of course, I'm sitting here. The air conditioning is shot in this thing. So I don't know what the hell happened in our building. Thankfully, the fog's rolling in, so I can just put the air on, and it'll just blast the fog through our studios. But my martinis are getting warm quickly. But you're drinking scotch? Is that what you said?
I came home from Vivid Radio, actually. Well, actually, I went to go hang out with somebody after my show, but literally came home, like, not too long ago. My roommate is like, I'm about to bust open this bottle of scotch, and I'm like, give me some of that, man. And so he poured me a glass, and I'm literally sitting here talking to you while drinking scotch.
True story. The last time I drank scotch, I woke up naked on the hood of my car.
Really?
I'm not going to tell you where I found my keys.
Oh, my God.
Fells Point, no joke, Fells Point Festival, Baltimore, Maryland, September 1995. I was a TV reporter. I was the on-camera traffic reporter for the CBS affiliate WJZ in Baltimore. And I lived in the Mount Vernon section of Baltimore, which is not too far from the Inner Harbor, maybe a mile away. I was a token straight guy in my neighborhood. It's a very eclectic little neighborhood. Got some great fashion tips, but went to the Fells Point Festival, which is down near the Inner Harbor, and met some friends of mine. And I don't know what, because we were buying trays of Jell-O shots, trays of them, beginning at like 8 in the morning. And I don't know what possessed me or what happened. Somebody must have got me some scotch or something. I don't know what. The next thing I know, it's about 4:30 in the morning. I'm on the hood of my Jeep. It's drizzling out. The roof's off my Jeep. And I'm using my clothes folded nicely as a pillow. I have nothing on but a baseball hat and a pair of Chuck Taylors and my watch. And there's one cop. He knows who I am because I'm on TV. He's like, Jerry, you may want to get up. I'm like, no, mom. Yeah, so they actually gave me an escort driving up what's called the JFX to my place on Chase Street in Baltimore. Naked, driving a Jeep after drinks. So that's the last time I drank scotch. So, because I don't want to wake up naked under the hood of cars anymore.
Wow. And you have no recollection, I'm assuming, of what happened before that.
My last recollection was being in this bar called the Horseshoe Road Inn on. It's on, it's on Fleet Street or Alisana Street, one of the two, right at the water. Right, if you remember the TV show Homicide, Life on the Streets, where that police station was, is actually a fire station, and it was right around the corner from there. I remember being in there, and the next thing I know, I'm just, his cop's like, hey, dude, because he was really cool about it. And then what I forgot was at like 7:30 the next morning, those same two friends I was with, hey, come on, man, we're going back down. I'm like, oh, yeah, so I went to, but yeah, there's about 6 hours of my life there, nothing. I mean, You could have told me I ran for president of some African nation. I'd be like, probably. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. Annie Cruz from Vivid Radio and, of course, Vivid Entertainment joins us here on Sports Overnight America. So you're a Northern California girl.
I am. I'm a NorCal girl for sure. When I first moved to Los Angeles, I stuck out just by the way I talk.
Oh, yeah. The fact that LA and San Francisco are on the same planet, let alone the same state's amazing.
Yeah, I would be like, oh, that's hella cool. And people would be like, hella, huh? He's from Northern California.
Here's the part that I got. How long have you lived in Los Angeles?
12 years.
Really?
Yeah, 12 years. I moved down here in 2004. I was living in the city.
Uh-huh. Where in the city? Where in San Francisco did you live?
I lived in 8th and Noriega in the Inner Sunset.
Sure, yeah, I know. Are you kidding me? I know that area very. I love the Inner Sunset.
I loved where I lived. I would walk to Golden Gate Park.
Yeah, I used to date a girl who lived at 9th and Judah.
That's right there,
right by the Blackthorn Tavern, right up the street from there.
And then I also used to live near City College. I forgot that area is called
Ingleside.
Ingleside. Yeah, I always want to say Inglewood because I'm in LA now.
I live about 10 minutes away from there. I live at Mission and Geneva in the Excelsior District. If you just get on what's called the K train here in San Francisco, there's right at Balboa Park. There's the K and the J. The K train will take you right up.
Yeah, really close to Balboa Park.
Right, K Park. The K train will take you right and drop you off right in front of City College. Also, the 43 bus on Muni. See that? Pretty good, huh? Mm. Okay, that's boring.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
See, I'm trying to make you homesick for San Francisco so you'll come back sooner.
Oh, I miss it. I miss it so much. I love living up there. It's so different compared to L.A.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper in L.A., though. That's one thing is for sure.
That is true. But I definitely miss all my friends are up there. I just miss
And you can be people. Weird. And you can be weird here without people thinking there's a motivating factor behind it.
Exactly. And everybody is more open-minded, I think.
I used to have to go to Los Angeles to do voice work and things like that down there. And I have some friends that live in Los Angeles. And if they see someone who's slightly on the weird side, they think you're auditioning for something or there's something wrong with you. Here in San Francisco, I mean, if you're weird, it's like, oh, okay. No harm, no foul. I mean, I was used to being the strangest guy in a room, and now here in San Francisco, I have to get in line. And nobody thinks twice about it. In L.A., they think there's a motivation or there's some kind of ulterior motive to being strange. Here in San Francisco, if you're not strange, that's when they look at you funny.
Yeah, they're like, wait a minute, why are you so normal?
How did you get involved with being, we're going to get to your adult career here shortly, but obviously, how did you get involved in the radio aspect? Because when I told people I was on your show earlier today, I know some people who have heard your show, and you actually have a really good talent for radio. And they said, you know, Christy Canyon, people like that, and Monique, but you actually have a really, you have a very good presence about yourselves on air when I was.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I actually appreciate you saying that. I hear that very often, actually. It's funny because when I went to college in Marin County, in fact. I went to a Catholic university, Dominican University.
Dominican University on the 101, sure. Know it well.
Yep, San Rafael. Yep, maybe.
San Rafael. Tara Linda. Thank you.
Well, anyways, I actually went to school for print journalism. I wanted to be a writer and, you know, research report and all that stuff. But my grandfather, he was a broadcast journalist in the Philippines, actually.
Right.
And my grandmother and everybody, my family used to always tell me, like, oh, you know, you should pursue something in journalism or whatever. And so I actually wanted to do print. And then I came down here. I did some stuff with Playboy Radio for a while. And I guess, you know, my producer, my big boss over at Vivid, remembered me from Playboy and wanted me to come in and audition. And I kind of just went in there and started talking on the fly. And they immediately said, you know, how would you like to have your own show? And I started off with just one show per week. And then they upped me to three because my show, I guess, was doing really well at
the
time. Right.
You're on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. Because they gave me the choice of what day to go on your show. I'm thinking they're asking me. I get to go on with her, and they're asking me what day I want to do. I was flattered.
Yeah, so I went from one day to 3 days, and I absolutely love it. I love being able to talk candidly about my personal life. You know, as you can tell, I'm a very, very open book.
Oh yeah, you're Annie Effing Cruz on your show. I do know that. I recognize that. By the way, we are speaking with Annie Cruz, adult film star, of course, radio talk show host on Vivid Radio Channel 791 on Sirius and XM. You can check her out on at AnnieCruz, that's CRUZ.com. Now, let me ask you something. So you're going to... By the way, San Francisco State University, congratulations. You have two graduates, Nina Hartley and Annie Cruz, both went there. Thank you very much. Go Gators. How does a woman that wants to get into print journalism, wants to be a writer, how did you end up in the... I mean, look, there was a time, and I'm a little older than you are. I mean, there was a time that women who got into the adult film industry, and there are exceptions. Siegel was one, Christy Canyon, some of the people back in the day, Ann Pegg, they got into it because they wanted to get into it because they thought they could make a pretty good buck. But most of the people who got into it either got scammed into it, they got blackmailed into it, or they literally had no other redeemable qualities other than the fact that they could screw on camera. How did you get into it, and what was your motivation behind doing it?
The ongoing joke whenever people ask me that question is a counselor and my mother told me that I had a sex problem and to fix it, and so I got into the business.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay.
I legitimately had a serious problem when I was a freshman in college. Uh-huh. And in fact, I had such a serious problem, my close friends at the time, ones that lived on campus with me, right, they gave me an intervention at some point. And they said, they literally gave me an intervention. They're like, we're concerned. I was very, very sexually open. I was an exhibitionist. People on campus knew that I was very sexual.
In San Francisco, they gave you an intervention?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. These are two girls that, like, you know, they weren't as sexually experienced, I guess you could say. One of them was a virgin. I remember she was still a virgin when...
In San Francisco, they're virgins in San Francisco, really?
Exactly. And the other one was kind of a tease. So it was kind of funny to me how they gave me an intervention.
When they're the ones that need to get laid, basically.
Exactly. You know, that's exactly what I said. So maybe a few girls, you know.
You know, maybe if you spent more time with your ankles pointed up at the ceilings, maybe you wouldn't have this problem of dealing with other people's issues.
It's so true, though, because they're so uptight about it, you know?
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I was a sophomore in college. I was living in San Francisco, and I still had the same problem I had during my freshman year, where I was literally
when I get you off air here, I want to hear about this problem because I'm here all night and I need something to motivate me to get me through the evening.
Well, basically, long story short,
too late.
I got into it on accident. I had a friend who hit me up, gave me this website that was like all Asian girls, right, and I was like, oh, I could totally do that. That's, you know, I was already an exhibitionist,
and you were already Asian.
Exactly. And so I said, I can do this. So I ended up contacting the webmaster. I at first, I thought it was just a website with girls posing nude. I didn't think it was pornography at all.
You're funny.
If there was any film involved. Right. And the next thing I know, he's booking me for my first ever shoot, which happened to be a girl-on-girl shoot.
Nice.
And I fell in love with being in front of the camera. I wanted to do more. And I ended up eventually going to my first AVN show, which is like basically the equivalent to the Academy Awards.
Right. And of course, in AVN, of course, the Adult Video News, it's almost like R&R used to be for the radio industry. Of course, you know, it's like the street sheet of the industry, basically, is what it is.
Yeah. And so everyone saw me there and they were like, ooh, new meat. Who's this new girl? And then I eventually came to L.A., started filming, and I didn't anticipate on turning it into a career, I guess you could say.
Right.
And boom, I just kind of took off, and I decided to move to Los Angeles, mm-hmm, and pursue more of it. And here we are 13 years later. Oh, my God, has it really been 13 years since I started?
Well, let me ask you, you raised a couple of questions there, and I said I'm actually going to be an adult about this. Yeah, first off, how do you explain? You use the term a piece of meat. Now, I've talked to other women who've been in this industry, and some of them said, no, I've never felt that way. But I've had other ones that said, you know what? I don't care what you say. You know, you're basically just a piece of ass, and you could be replaced in a heartbeat. I mean, did you ever have that feeling that you were just a piece of meat? I mean, you could say that about just about any entertainment field, whether it be radio, television, film, or even in the adult industry. I mean, did you ever go into it, or did you ever get the feeling that you were just a piece of meat, or did you actually have...
You had
your personality, and you had
personally. When I looked at my co-stars, I guess you could call them,
right,
I looked at them as being a piece of meat. What I was utilizing and using for my
and strap-ons, strap-ons will do that to you, I guess.
I mean, I do have a lot of penis envy. I will say that.
Yeah, well, you know what? You've never got hit there. you wouldn't envy it too much. The other thing I meant to ask you, and like I said, you've been in this industry, what, 13 years now?
Mm-hmm, 13 years.
You know, that's a lot. Like I said, the average major league, the average NFL career is only like 3.5 years. Major League Baseball is even less than that. 13 years in this industry, that is a long, long time. Now, I've seen pictures of you. You're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, put the physical parts of it away. How do you, I mean, this is an industry, the adult film industry I speak of, or the adult industry as a general, whether it be strip clubs, photo shoots, film, whatever. It's an industry that has a lot of trappings, and not necessarily all of these trappings are things that you want to get involved with in any aspect of life. How does, after 13 years, I mean, how did, could you, look, you're a smart woman. You're very articulate. You're lucid. You're very good at your jobs, both in front of the camera and when you're doing radio and when you're being interviewed. How, after 13 years, did you avoid some of the trappings that have ended up ruining the careers and, in some cases, the lives of people who have been in this business?
I just never really I've never really allowed anybody to control me or control what I do. I've always stood my ground on a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm also out.
But you can actually see where, I mean, there are women who've gone into this industry with the best of intentions, and they said, I'm never going to do any, not even smoke a damn cigarette. And the next thing you know, they're 2 years into it, and they're so strung out, they can't even work in the film industry anymore. I mean, there's a lot of trappings that can be involved for someone who's young and gets a lot of money thrown at them off the bat. I mean, it takes a strong person to say, you know what, screw that. This is my job. I'm going to do the right thing here. Is that your upbringing, or is just that the way you are personally?
It's just the way I am personally. I've always had strong willpower. You know, a lot of people always look like, people that barely know me and they see certain things that I do, they always automatically assume like, oh no, you're going to fall for that, for example. And I'm like, no, I bet you I won't.
All right. Thanks to the great Annie Cruz. Go to AnnieCruz.com. Sweetheart of a lady, really, really bright. You can check her out on Vivid Radio. Go to vividradio.com. It's one of the premium channels here on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here. You can follow us on Twitter, by the way. Although we're really, really lazy about Twitter. It's at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Or you can just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke. Man, my parents had a sense of humor. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Once again, our thanks to the great Annie Cruz. This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
I think the level of frustration in our caucus is as great as I've ever seen it, and it's time to do something about it.
Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan admitting on Fox News Sunday that Democrats need new leadership. He points to numerous losses over the years and says it is time to find a new message.
We've been getting the message wrong since 2010. We've got to get the message right. We've got to have the right messenger, and we've got to have someone who can not just go on MSNBC, but go on Fox and Fox Business and CNBC and go into union halls and fish fries and churches all over the country.
Democrats currently have the smallest number of members in the House since 1929. Ryan wants the party to shift to an economic message that includes manufacturing.
You know, we focus sometimes too much on the minimum wage, and we should be talking about living wages and middle class wages and pensions and benefits and the kind of thing that people in the industrial Midwest talk about all the time.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not have to stop you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, you can get Men's Liberty for free. Just call 800-280-1335 now.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
You can get Men's Liberty for free. Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and supplemental insurance. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odor, or infections. Call 800-280-1335 today. The call is free and confidential. Call 800-280-1335. Call 800-280-1335. 800-280-1335.
What next for Cuba?
I could go either way. In my opinion, I'm hoping that is going to get better.
But that Miami resident's hope is not shared by everyone. Senator Marco Rubio points out that Raul Castro has actually run the country since 2006 and is no reformer.
It's one of those days where people are going to react to it. This would have been very different if it was 15 or 20 years ago. But in the end, when it's all said and done, you're going to have the same system of government in place in Cuba that you had last night.
Rubio's family has its own history with the Fidel Castro regime.
My grandfather, for example, came from Cuba in the mid-1960s after going back, basically, because like many Cubans, he thought Fidel was going to be good for the country. There was a lot of hope for Fidel Castro when he took over. Expectations were high. People were very, very hopeful.
In Miami, after the announcement of the death of Fidel Castro, celebrations. He died on Friday at the age of 90. In-depth analysis of the news on the web at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
This is a huge epidemic that may be sweeping the nation. Many Americans don't know they may be affected by it. This fungus is something that may be lurking in our food supply, and the big food distributors don't want you to know about it. Do you often feel tired, fatigued, constipated, bloated, or have trouble sleeping? All of these are symptoms of the fungus that might be inside you right now. This is an urgent warning that is not being reported by most mainstream media. Go to gutkiller4.com now to watch the shocking presentation. That's gutkiller4.com.
A member of Donald Trump's inner circle concedes there are big concerns about one of his possible cabinet nominees. USA's Chris Barnes.
She says many grassroots Republicans are concerned
about Mitt Romney being nominated for Secretary of State.
The number of people who feel betrayed to think that a Governor Romney would get the most prominent cabinet post after he went so far out of his way to hurt Donald Trump. There was the Never Trump movement, and then there was Mitt Romney.
That's former Trump campaign manager turned spokesman Kellyanne Conway on CNN State of the Union, saying that she's got similar concerns as some grassroots Republicans about a Romney nomination, but she would ultimately support whatever decision Trump makes. I'm Chris Barnes.
Popular toys this season, Barbie and Lego.
Some of those popular gifts for girls include Barbie, traditional dolls, Shopkins, Hatchimals, which if you didn't know, they're already sold out. So good luck trying to get your hands on one of them, and Legos.
Anna Serafin Smith from the National Retail Federation. And for boys?
When it comes to little boys, they're hoping for some Legos, cars and trucks, video games, Hot Wheels, and Star Wars.
And for the first time in years, the credit cards are staying in the wallet while the debit cards are coming out.
I've seen that the top two choices to pay for some of their gifts include debit card and credit card. But then when it comes to online shopping, a lot of consumers are going to be leaning on PayPal to pay some of those gifts.
I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Well, hey there, boys and girls. How the hell you doing? Happy Monday. Whether you found us by accident, don't know how to change the channel, don't want to change the channel, for reasons we can't understand, God help you all. You have found Sports Overnight America. A little forehand boogie-woogie, courtesy of Jules Holland and Malcolm Rebenek, better known as Dr. John. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster, coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Along with my personal chauffeur, back from his weekend engagement in Santa Cruz, the great cabbie. How are you? You missed some fun here earlier. We'll talk about that later, but how are you?
Yes. Good times.
Good times, or yes. Some other 70s show. We're going to talk some NFL. Biggity, biggity, man. They almost tanked it, but they come back to win.
Wow.
That was a weird game. I'll tell you how I found out about it. The Niners played. The Niners lose. But they looked impressive in... No, they didn't.
In dying.
Yes, they did.
When you die, you want to die
the
good.
The Ravens ended their game with... Ooh. They found a... No, they beat Cincinnati 19-14, but they found a loophole in a rule, and they used it on the last play of the game. And I'll play the clip. I mean, it's hilarious. So we're going to take care of all of that. We also had
Raiders.
Well, we talked about them, but we're talking about the what happened around the corner from us here earlier on Sunday evening around about 7-8 o'clock or so. Really, really interesting doings. Everyone's fine. If someone got hurt, we wouldn't talk about it. That's the kind of class act we are.
Yes. We out nobody.
No, that was the thing. No, right. Back when I was a traffic reporter in like Philly and in New York, places like that, you never, if there was a suicide, you didn't report it.
No, I remember when you said you had your copter crash.
It was called, this is called police. When it's a suicide, it's called police activity. That's what you said.
You died, you would have made the news.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? And CBS would have ran the tape ad nauseum.
Show your baby pictures.
A la Jane Dornacker with NBC. 1-800-878-7529. Sirius and XM Channel 93. God help each and every one of you poor sons of bitches. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. TL4J.com. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Check, check, check. Jerry, pull the high end out. I'm still getting some hiss back here.
Doors action from LA Woman. Nice. All right, now.
The car's hit by my window like the wind.
You think about just in the 3 year span they went from doing, well, 3.5 years actually, from when they were doing like Light My Fire and then, so, oh God, is this good. LA Woman, their last studio album, that was a very underrated album. Really good album.
I'm nuts about him. I listen to Manzarek albums.
Played with the Planet X. He was in the Army. Do you know him?
What is it? Morrison's dad was a commander in the Navy.
No, he was
Coronado.
He was the admiral of the Bonhomme Richard. This is Bonhomme Richard. He was the youngest admiral in Navy history.
Hey, what's your kid do?
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Morrison, if you draft me, I'm gay. He told me, he said, I'm gay. You don't care. Sports overnight. By the way, we're going to get to Christian. You're in Galveston County, Texas. We'll get to it. We're going to get to football. You just asked off the cuff, you know, where the Clips were in the West. Well, they're 1.5 behind Golden State. But if you had told me this, I would have had you, I would, what they call it, 51-50, which means you're going in for a psychiatric evaluation. Do you know if it ended today, which is always dumb, the Lakers would be in the playoffs?
Dun, 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 dun.
They're 9-9. I didn't think they'd win 9 games all year.
Hey, I'm happy for Mancini. He said it. We laughed at him.
Oh, I'm glad he's not. He's joining us on Monday.
Yeah.
And he's going to talk about his Pitt Panthers. Did you see that game?
I had the under 130. How'd I do?
If you don't know, they beat Syracuse. And this is not overtime. This is, they didn't play eight quarters or anything like that. 76-61. But here's the funny part about that game.
Oh, I lost.
No, no, listen to this. Here's the funny part. All right? Pitt had 243 yards passing in the game.
It's nothing.
Okay, now keep this in mind. They scored 76 points. They only completed nine passes for the game. They rushed rushed 50 times for 400 yards.
There was another game like that where the quarterback just threw it.
Oh, yeah. The what's it called?
15 times.
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
Well, the best I remember, I don't know if you probably do remember. If you don't, if you remember this, great. If you don't, I don't care. Thanksgiving 76, O.J. Simpson set the then league record for rushing yards in a game. He rushed 29 times for 273 yards in Detroit in a loss. Joe Ferguson, I don't know if Joe Ferguson was the quarterback of there, but he completed four passes, four of 21, for 29 yards for the game. But here's the funny part. 16 of those yards were on a completion to Simpson. So they had, do the math here, 29 and 273.
Total yards.
So I said, hold on. So it's 20. They had 302 total yards offense, right? Simpson was responsible for like 285 of them.
I wonder whatever happened to him.
Yeah. Boy, he was like, now I say, it's a shame, too, because people,
he was
hell of a ball player.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine if he had any? I mean, yeah, they had a good offensive line for a year or two there, but if he played with good teams, oh my God. Because everyone, it's 11 years in the league, he only made the postseason one time. I mean, everybody knew they're going to hand. But you know what the funny part about this? Think about, check this out. The year that he rushed for 2,000 yards in 73 in 14 games, 2,003 yards, the whole team rushed for 3,088. And when he gave the offensive line, everyone in the offense, right, a gold band, it said, you know. And
those were 14 games.
It said, yeah, so we did it. But he didn't put the 2,003. He put the 3,088 on the gold bands that he gave all his teammates.
Well, we'll never be close to that number.
No, but that was what the whole. But he was. This is how little the Bills threw the ball. Their opening game that day in 73 was against the New England Patriots. Simpson rushed for 253 yards. Tony Braxton, right, crackback, fullback, he rushed for 130. Patriots weren't very good back then. 1-800-878-7529. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is the intellectual portion of the program.
There you go.
Sorry about that. Oops. Yeah. Oops. And I'm going to let you two go at it because you got the thunderbolt and lightning thing going on. You know what I should do?
Play Butthole Surfers. They're from Texas too.
No, this is what I should. This is what I should do just to piss Christian off. Come on.
Oh, I love it.
There you go.
Oh, please.
One, two, three, and. For those of you who don't recall,
never go to Danny Coyle's. They sing this all the time. Kind of creepy.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Go back to the 70s, ladies and gentlemen. And 8 tracks. Here we go.
70 on 7. San Diego,
Superchargers, San Diego, Superchargers.
And the reason we're playing the San Diego Superchargers is they took on the Houston Texans. The Texans favored. They're at home. They can't lose at home. How are they going to lose at home? They never lose at home. Until the Thunderbolt and Lightning show up, ladies and gentlemen. And to tell us all about it and to argue with my resident Bolt fan sitting next to me, the great Cavi.
Marines have landed.
Exactly. Christian, are you okay over there in Galveston County, Texas? How are you, my friend?
I'm okay, but I kind of feel embarrassed.
You should. Cavi, lay into him. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Everything that happens on the field is your fault. So you should be a field. Yeah. No, it was a great game. Like I said, the defense showed up. The thing I really like is that the Chargers' defense showed up. They gave Osweiler problems.
You like the fact that you won.
Oh, yeah, but we're really this year the Chargers are in last place, and unlike other years where I've been in last place, I'm happy with this year because they're in a badass division, and there's no way you're going to crack that surface. It's Kansas City, Denver, and Raiders. And, they're in last place or 500, under game under 500, but it's not because they're a bad team. So the defense.
It's that pendulum swing in the AFC West is what it is.
Right. And, Houston's definitely a team on the up and up. I mean, what is it? Osweiler, the total is about a season of play right now, right? And the guy, he has 16 games under his belt. And, hey, what is he like? He'd be 11-5 or whatever it is as a starter.
I guess so. But you know what? If I can change the subject and keep it sunny just a bit, there was a quarterback who led his team to a championship in Canada earlier tonight, or late last night in your case, named Bo Levi Mitchell. He graduated from Katy High School in Katy, Texas. He now plays for the Calgary Stampeders.
Hell yeah.
Is Katy a town or an actual high school in Houston?
It's a town. It's right outside of
Houston. It's a town.
Oh, it's a suburb. Okay. That, but they've always had good football teams, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's where, what's his name's from, Eric Dickerson?
No, I think they were in that...
Eric Dickerson went to Sealy High School.
Sealy, Texas.
I think they're mentioned in Friday Night Lights, that Billy Thornton movie. Yeah.
Go ahead, Christian.
My point is, Bo Levi Mitchell, who played for the Calgary Stampeders against the Ottawa, God, I don't know why they named this team.
The Rough Riders. Blacks.
That's a good name.
The Red Blacks, REDBLACKS, but still, Bo Levi led his team, the Calgary Stampeders, to one of the most exciting Canadian football games I've seen in a while in last night's Grey Cup, losing in dramatic fashion in overtime. And Brock Osweiler, on the other hand, he was just destined to fail yesterday against the damn Chargers. I don't see why. Oh, wait, I forgot. $72 million right to his damn head.
How many games has he played as a starter?
16.
So that's about a year.
Yeah.
So this is his sophomore year.
Think about this. Anthony Munoz, Hall of Famer, only played 16 college football games.
How long did it take Peyton Manning to? All he did was those little short flare passes.
Fran Tarkenton
for 5 years.
Fran Tarkenton never threw a ball more than 20 yards. And his length was about maybe 25 to John Gilliam, but that was about it.
Osweiler throws downfield. I'll give him that. Hey, if you had J.J. Watt in there, you're still in first place, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand the Texans being first place in the AFC South. But if Osweiler continues to keep providing crappy performances like the one he had yesterday...
That's going to happen, Christian.
He's young.
Christian, everyone has a bad game.
He's a rookie. He's a sophomore.
Christian, hey, Troy Aikman, okay? Troy Aikman was 0-11 in his first season in the NFL. 0-11. As a matter of fact, the Cowboys, the year they went 1-15, the first year with Jimmy Johnson and all. Landry. But anyway, the only win they had that year with Steve Walsh was their quarterback, and he went 10-for-30 in the game.
You know, let's go to Dallas too, because Tony Romo
is a great guy.
He's out, right? No, and he's out, and he took this very gracious.
Yeah, he did. Like Alex Smith.
But if you say, "Hey, look at how much money we've paid Tony Romo over the years,"
right.
Was he worth it or not?
Oh yeah, he was.
Not that money. Huh. No.
You know, and it's no shit. No,
you crazy.
Come to think of it, about Tony Romo, when it comes down to his eventual future in the NFL,
he's going to Denver. I can tell you that right now.
Ooh. Yeah, but if Dakota Dak
before the season
Prescott,
and
if Dakota Dak Prescott,
yes,
basically leaves the Cowboys to promise, not that I hope they do because I really hate them. Do you think that Tony Romo will be swept under the rug, whether or not he goes to a good team?
No, you know, and here's why. Two reasons: Jerry Jones loves him, as he should, and here's a guy. If they traded Tony Romo, okay, they would still have to pay him or released him, okay? They would still have to pay him $19 million. They keep him, it's only going to cost them $25. $6 million to Jerry Jones is like me pulling a nickel out of my pocket. Okay, that's one thing. Secondly, you know, next to Roger Staubach, he might be the most popular quarterback the Cowboys have ever had, and even more so than Troy Aikman. He is just one of those guys if you're going to send him somewhere, do what the Niners did. Send him somewhere where it's a good situation. Don't trade him to Cleveland or Jacksonville. You know,
look at Kaepernick. He made himself untradeable. Right. Who can we get from him?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for the, you know, not only did he shaft the Niners, but it's
By the way, he did what he could
good
today.
Good game, yeah.
Wearing the Pro Castro T-shirt in Miami may not have been the smartest move in the world.
Exactly.
You know, I've seen smarter things, but what else is on your? Oh, by the way, Christian,
How are you on Castro?
Yeah. Oh, never. No, we don't.
Okay.
Well, that's a district here in San Francisco. what else is new in your world? I heard you on with Pedro. I heard you on earlier on Sunday with Pedro Fernandez on No Holds Barred. You did. Here's the thing. When it comes to MMA, you know your stuff, man.
He does. I'm impressed.
I don't be too impressed.
Well, thank you, Jerry Berg. No. I also know a lot about pro wrestling, but you guys don't let callers on for that first hour of the show.
We don't let people. Well, you want to talk pro wrestling to us? You have to call ahead of time and make sure we're drunk.
Right. We send out an investigative news team, and we're not sure. We're not trying to say it, but it's premature. But we think the thing might be fake.
Just saying.
Maybe.
Just perhaps.
We're not.
Or I can just simply call those observer guys during the week and lose half my intelligence.
Wrestling. Oh, Brian Alvarez. Brian, he's been doing Ring Talk. I mean, Wrestling Observer Live since he was like 12.
Who was that guy that took the hard hit today? The clobber. He got clobbered. I can't think.
I have no idea.
But that was not fake.
But I got news. By the way, Gronkowski got hurt again.
Oh, the back.
The back. Yeah. And I got news for you. And, Greg Olsen. And I don't know what the hell you were thinking in Houston, get rid of him. But Greg Olsen is just as good as Gronkowski.
Hey, in any scenario, Christian, did you ever say, oh, the AFC championship is going to be New England and the Raiders?
Yeah, who thought that?
Whoever said that. Nobody knows nothing.
Here we go. Yeah. The Tuck Rule Part 2. Christian, we got to go, my friend.
Oh, okay. I'll talk to you all later, and I will talk to you on social media, Jerry.
And the reason how you do that is on Twitter. We're lazy about that. It's at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Berksbell, GerryBurke. My parents had a sense of HUMOUR. We're going to do an update next and tell you about the breaking news story that happened hours ago here in San Francisco.
Hey, he's into AMA, huh? That Japanese animation? That's pretty good stuff.
Anime dork. Sports Overnight America.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed, but they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. They had 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock.
The words written by Graham Greene, recited by Orson Welles, to Joseph Cotten, Harry Lime, and the Third Man. What a great movie. Vienna, 1948. Ugh. The Who, a little Sparks action from Tommy in the background.
Don't get me going on the Swiss.
Vienna's in Austria.
Well,
oh, the cuckoo clock. Yeah. Okay.
That's cool.
My dad
was born in Vienna.
Really?
I'm half Austrian, half Kraut.
So was Mozart.
What's your point? Yeah. I'm a mutant half breed.
Updates brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help you with your swing. You go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. I have to start with this one first.
So the Ravens
beat Cincinnati in Baltimore, yep. 19-14. So there's 11 seconds left in the game. Baltimore is on like their own 10-yard line. It's not even that. It's like the 7-yard line. And they're going to punt. Now, of course, since he's lined up to block this thing, right? I think they had 10 men on the line. Baltimore snaps the punt. The punter gets it, and he holds it, and he just stands in the end zone.
Right.
Now, the Cincinnati players are going to be rushing in, right?
Yeah.
Every lineman on the Ravens hugged him and like to hold him because a game can end on an offensive penalty. But not on a defensive penalty. So they just tackled all the guys.
Right.
I'll show you the video later. And it is, and the punter just back and forth. And finally, when there was 1 second left, he just stepped out of the back of the end zone. But literally, the offensive line tackled everybody that was trying to rush in for Cincinnati.
Nice.
And all these flags, I mean, every referee was throwing.
Right,
there was
exactly.
Like nine flags come say. It was hilarious. But it was Baltimore.
Do they get credit for tackles?
Yeah, honest to God. I'll show you. It's funny.
Seven tackles.
1916, it was the Ravens over Cincinnati. Cincinnati's hurting.
I thought it was 14.
1914, I'm sorry. Yep. Elsewhere, it was Atlanta, man, all over Arizona, 38-19. The Niners came up 2 yards short to tying it. Last play of the game, Kaepernick got tackled on about the 1.5-yard line. Made a good game out of it, though. Miami, 31-24 over the Niners.
Who would be in the playoffs?
Now, how bad is New Orleans defense? They let the Rams score 21, but the New Orleans scored 49, 49-21.
Hey, good for Jared.
It was the Aints over the Rams. Elsewhere, the Cleveland Browns are now 0-12. The Giants take care of them, 27-19. And here it is, in Houston. They lost the first game of the year at home. San Diego, 21-13 over the Texans. Buffalo, 28-21, that is, over Jacksonville. Cutler's gone for the year. Not that anyone in Chicago
really?
Would notice. Yeah, 27-21, your final score there. Now, I thought Tampa's win over Kansas City. It was just one of those things that happened. Seattle put up 5 points, 14-5.
No lie. The guy at the football pool, he had this thing, and I said, no, Tampa's going to beat
five.
And he just goes, you're crazy.
Five. How do you put up 5 points against Tampa?
Yes.
I mean, Tampa's okay, but five?
Offense only put up three.
They didn't score in the second. Nobody scored in the second half. Really weird ball game over in the biggity. Oakland goes up by
17.
I mean, Khalil Mack with just like less than a minute. They were basically trying to just kill the clock. Carolina was. Intercepts a screen pass. Goes in and they go into the halftime at 24-7. I'm thinking, okay, check this out.
Yeah.
I figured game's over, right?
Yep.
You know, you know where I live out in the Excelsior.
Yes.
Screw it. Threw my backpack over my shoulder, knapsack over my shoulder. I went over to the Broken Record to get a beer. And they're shooting pool. The halftime's going on, right? So get done and walk down to the Balboa Park BART station, which is two-thirds of a mile from.
10-minute hike.
Yeah. You know,
if that.
Walk down to BART. From BART, where that is, to here, Montgomery Street Station, where I work, where our station is. It's about 11 minutes, I think it is, right? I come out of the Montgomery Street Station. I go into the Sutter Street Tavern over here, right?
Yeah.
Just stick my head in. I look up. It's 32-32.
Oh, you didn't even see down
I'm
by
like,
eight.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
no, they were down by eight.
I'm like, what? I said, how the hell did that happen? And everyone's sitting in the bar going, we don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, Oakland finally came back to win it at the end there. Seabass hits one, 35-32, your final there. The Pats had to score late to beat the Jets, just end the season, 22-17. I don't even want to. It's going to take forever and a day for me to explain Kansas City over Denver, 30-27, but they did win it in overtime.
2-point conversion?
After a touchdown that was. You can't blame the referee for missing that one. That was just too close. But elsewhere, though, that was Thursday's games.
Yep.
So we're talking about, you better know those. Yeah, you better know those by now, or you can't you can't play with this anymore. NBA action, the guys with the thyroid conditions on the courts. Man, Philadelphia at home. Check them out. Almost. 112-108 they lost. Denver, 112-108 they lose to Cleveland. Denver, 120-114 over Pahonix. That's the capital of Arizona. Milwaukee, 104-96 over Orlando. Sacramento, 122-105 over Brooklyn. The Clippers forgot to play the fourth quarter evidently against Indiana. They were beaten 91-70 early.
Oh, so they were only half a game before.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Dallas 91-81 over New Orleans. Elsewhere, man, Houston 130-114 over Portland. Everybody scoring on Portland. It was the actually they were a game back.
I thought they'd be the juggernaut.
Lakers 109-94 over Hotlanta.
Wow. Lakers.
They're at 500. I think they win 9 games the whole season.
Philly only lost by 4 to Cleveland.
Yeah, but Cleveland left after the third quarter.
But it was LeBron playing?
It doesn't matter.
That's a great. No, I mean, you lose by 4 to Cleveland. That's not.
We sashay to the frozen ponds. We do that in San Francisco from time to time. Sashay, that is. Winnipeg 3-0 over Nashville. Boston 4-1 over Tampa. Yeah, Bruins.
Ooh.
Arizona 2-1 over Edmonton. Battle of your traditional hockey towns here. Carolina 3-2 over Florida. 2-0. It was Ottawa over the New York Rangers. And Philadelphia 5-3. Over Calgary. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code
baseball.
Get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat.
You ain't got a thing if you ain't got that swing.
So earlier this evening, right here at the top of the hill, as we call it here, Montgomery Street's between Broadway and that's Vallejo's the next one, right?
Yeah.
I'm walking back, because there was pre-programmed, the Speed Freaks was on, so I just kind of babysitting. I went up and grabbed a beer or something like that. I'm walking back down, and all of a sudden you see these cops.
Yep.
And I jokingly said to the front doorman at the Penthouse Club, Ralph, who's a friend of mine, I said, geez, let me guess, another jumper. Jokingly. Sure as hell, that's what it was.
You said that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And sure as hell, man. They had this. I was just like a scene out. It was like a scene out of Dirty Harry. The only thing missing was the guy going, I'm going to puke. Oh, don't do that, man. All over the fire chief and everything.
Right.
But, yeah, it was. So
oh, looking up at you.
But I'm happy to report, and we would not be mentioning this if it ended up ended poorly. But the somewhat distraught individual was eventually taken down off the roof of the building on Montgomery Street, and he is what they call 5150'd. That is the code for a psychiatric evaluation. He was sent aboard the Disoriented Express. I think they take you to St. Francis Hospital for that, don't they?
Canoe out to sea, I think.
I have an interview to do next.
That's what they do with me.
I have an interview to do next. I have no idea what it is, but we'll figure it out when we get there, boys and girls. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number here. By the way, just in case you happen to be waking up early on the East Coast, Monday, get up, everybody. Wakey, wakey.
Get up.
The bars haven't even closed here, you poor sons of bitches.
And we're going drinking.
Yeah, I'm Skippy. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com.
When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humour, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best love record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm looking at a song!
Oh, Miles Davis, man. Same birthday as me, May 25th.
I can see the connection there. Two great, great minds.
Also, Bennett Cerf, Mike Myers, Anne Heche, Ralph, not Emerson, the other guy, Henry, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
All right.
See that?
You're in good company, Jerry.
Damn Skippy I is.
And I mean that by being here in this room right now.
Also, three kids I graduated from high school with. Cindy Piazza, Tracy Dirk, and Danny McGee. We were all born the same exact day. I was the last of the four. I was born just before midnight.
Were you all born in the same city as well?
No. Two were and two weren't. Okay. That's usually how four works, right?
Yeah.
Why am I playing Miles Davis?
Well, it could have been 3-1.
Yeah, with Tracy Dirk, it could have. The reason we are playing a little Miles, I love jazz, and Miles is just flat out cool.
Yeah.
The other reason I'm playing it is because we're going to talk a little bit about, arguably, the truest form of American music, jazz.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it with one of the best jazz singers I happen to know on Facebook. Also one of the sweetest looking jazz singers. I mean, there's some good looking jazz singers over the years. There really have been. But this woman, I mean, cheekbones up to here. You can see her performing all around Las Vegas. Some of the nicest gowns you've ever seen. We're going to talk about her website. We're going to talk about her shows. And if she wants to try to talk about sports, damn it, we'll give it a shot, too, because we usually don't know what the hell we're talking about either.
Yeah, she probably has better insight.
Laura Schaefer joins us on Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Laura, how are you, sweetheart?
Wonderful. Thank you, Jerry.
You like those introductions, huh?
I think they're fantastic. I like to have them in writing.
I don't write anything down. Babs will back me up on this one. Arthur over here. I don't write anything down. I'm lazy. I just make it up as I go.
Well, you do pretty well.
Well, that's why they pay me the big money, quote unquote. Laura, the reason we're having you on the air is a couple of reasons. First off, even though this, I guess, in the big picture is supposed to be a sports show, we spend 2/3 of our time not talking about sports.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're well-rounded human beings. I have friends in the entertainment field, some of them kind of famous, some of them famous in their own way, some of them trying to get famous, and we do anything we can to have them on the air to try to help them out, help them promote themselves, also kill 15 minutes of the show where I don't really have to work all that hard. With that said, I've had Gina, and I forgot who it was who I met you through on Facebook, but I've been kind of following you around, listening to your work, and it's fantastic, and I thought, you know what? It's about damn time we have her on this radio program and let her completely pimp herself out so when she hits it really big, she'll know who got her there. How's that sound, Laura?
But just so you know, I never forget the little people.
I'm almost 6 feet tall. I'm not that little. but I am Irish. You can infer what you like from that. Shut up, Arthur. Babs. Laura,
I can't say anything. I've got a little Irish in me, too.
Yeah, that means you've dated Irish guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, as soon as I said that, I knew it was
Yeah, you knew that one was coming. And
it was too late. It was out.
That was a 3-1 fastball down the middle of the plate. That was an easy one. I'll tell you what, before we get into what you're doing now and everything, let's get a little bit of background on, because I don't know how old you are. I think you're around 24, 25 from the pictures. And
yeah, sure, that works.
Hey, I have four sisters. I can BS with the best of them. You know, but anyway, jazz is, first off, it's a very difficult music form. It's everyone thinks, well, it's free form. It's not. It's very structured. My mom's brother was a professor of music at St. Bonaventure. During the day, he was teaching Iron Contaminant. At night, he was playing trumpet and stand up bass in these jazz fusion bands. And he said that's harder than Mozart. So, I mean, what attracted you to jazz as a music form when you realized that you did have the pipes where you can actually hold, you know, keep a tune? I mean, what attracted you to jazz?
It was the songs, it was the melodies, it was the lyrics. Just the songs. Well, they were beautiful, and I my dad plays piano, so I grew up around a lot of music.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe I have it in my blood.
Right. Well, yeah, I do too. And my whole family on my mother's side, they're all musicians. I took up juggling. You see where that got me. Well, who are your influences other than your dad tickling the ivories, as they say, when you were a kid? I mean, were you listening to people?
Billie
Holiday.
Billie Holiday. I have to say Peggy Lee, Lena Horne, mm-hmm. Ella Fitzgerald.
Love Ella.
Yeah, well, she's the queen.
Let me ask you something. Would you consider Nina Simone jazz or blues?
I think she's somewhere in the middle.
Oh, a hybrid. I like that. Okay, so
you know what? She's almost her own category because mm-hmm. she's so unique. I mean,
I agree. I absolutely agree. I love Nina Simone's my favorite. I love Nina Simone. I just had to throw that out there to see what you thought about it. Well, okay, so you decide you can carry a tune. You're a little kid, and where did you first when did someone first hear you sing outside, of course, at home or in the shower? And people actually said, "Hey, you know what? You're pretty damn good, and you got it in the back of your head. I might be able to do this for a living."
You know, I don't think I ever thought I was going to do it for a living. It just was all I did, and it just sort of happened that way.
Right.
I was 16. I auditioned for a company in school that we put together production shows. It was singers and dancers, and you could audition as either one.
Right.
And basically, I was sick of playing the oboe in bands, so I was looking for
another
elective.
Oh, you and my mom. My mom played the oboe. Honestly, my mom played
horrible instrument.
The oboe. And, check this out. She played the oboe and the drums. How the hell that happened? I don't know. Her sister, their other sibling, my aunt, she's a flautist and a piccoloist or a piccolele? Someone who plays a piccolo.
Piccolo, yeah, it's like a tiny.
Yeah, piccolist. I know. What do they call it?
Piccolist.
Are they called piccolist or are they just called someone playing a tiny flute?
I don't know.
The fife and drum partner. That's what they're called. Laura Schaefer, just a fantastic singer in Las Vegas. What's your website, Laura, so everyone can check you out as I do on a daily basis?
It's www.midnightrefrain.
Look it up, Babs. Midnight Refrain. See, this is an overnight audience. You have to speak slowly and spell for a lot of these people. That's midnightrefrain.com.
Correct.
And don't spell out the word dot. I know people actually have spelled out the word dot. So you auditioned for this company when you're in 16. I guess you're in high school at the time because you're sick and tired of playing the oboe and everyone wants you to play the intro to King Tut. I understand. So how did that audition go?
Well, I got in the company, mm-hmm. and I think that was sort of it. From then, I realized that I was actually valid as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I auditioned for a musical theater company in university, but I never actually went. Instead, I went and did singing telegrams after high school.
They have those in Vegas. Where did you go to school?
Las Vegas High School.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying you're from Vegas. I'm just wondering. I didn't know if you went to a reform school. I mean, I have to ask these things as a journalist.
Well, we don't talk about those things.
Oh, that's you know what? I almost forgot the checklist on that one. Okay, so basically you're doing singing telegrams. Now, I've seen, you know, pictures of, you know, when you're performing in Vegas. You've performed with, I mean, the names we'll get to in just a bit, but you're up there and you're playing some pretty big time rooms and everything. How do you go from singing telegrams to, you know, playing with some fantastic jazz trios and ensembles in Las Vegas? Did you work your way up or did you catch a break? Did you bribe somebody? I mean, how did this work?
I think you just by keeping at it. I mean, I got a big break when I was 19, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an audition And I won the spot, and it gave me the lead in a show on the Strip, and it was a small show. Mm-hmm. But still, all of a sudden at 19, I was the lead in a show on the Strip.
Were you?
It's up and down and up and down. You just have to keep doing it.
Are you anything like me who just you almost get incentive from hearing the word no? Are you the same way?
No, I'm not.
Really? That doesn't give you an incentive to say yes. Yeah, screw you. Watch this. Really? It doesn't make you try harder.
No, my incentive is to pay the bills.
See, we don't do that
Jerry
here.
Jerry doesn't do any.
I don't do any of that. Babs and I have a credit card scheme and a pyramid Ponzi scheme going. Yeah, we've been stealing money for years from people. Laura Schaefer.
Hello, Babs.
Babs is my Monday and Thursday co-host. He and I met, and we'll give you the Reader's Digest version.
It was over a year ago.
We performed together at this thing called the Brouhaha, doing stand-up in Pittsburgh, No H, California. I went out a couple of minutes before him, and I'm a juggler, which says a lot about my comedy. And he did his act, and we were talking later, and it turned out he actually did like a podcast and knew more about sports than I did. I said, well, why don't you come down, hang out in the air? And he was actually better at it than I am, and I've been in major markets.
Give you some credibility.
Yeah, I've been in major markets since I was 25. This kid walks in here 20 minutes, and he's already better than I am. So what he comes in, and he brings vodka every week, so I figured I'll just let him keep coming.
We call him
Babs because Arthur Ballesteros, that sounds like you should have the comma Esquire after it. Plus, this guy who calls his name Showtime called him Baseball Arthur Ballesteros, B-A-B. Babs.
Ballin' Arthur Ballesteros.
Right, so we started calling him Babs, and he's been Babs ever since.
Yeah.
So Laura's happy to meet you, Babs.
Yes, it is great to meet you as well. I'm looking here at your website. I'm seeing that looks like you were recently featured on Anthony Bourdain's show. Some of your music was.
Oh, yes. He came and did an interview with me and put me in a Las Vegas episode. Actually, I get a lot of mail about that.
That's really cool. Is that the first time that you've had your original music used in a television spot?
Well, it wasn't original. I didn't write it.
Oh, okay.
Music we did.
Do you write your own music?
Sorry?
Do you write your own music?
Yes, I have written. I don't do it on a regular basis, but I do write occasionally.
That's fine. It was one of those curiosity questions. Please please continue, Babs. You're doing better than I am.
Well, no, I was just curious because that's, quite a transcendent moment for a lot of artists to see their work featured on television, especially something, on a show with as much credibility as Anthony Bourdain.
Almost as
like
much
that.
Credibility as this show.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I was stunned and I was just so tickled when I got a call from his producer saying they wanted to feature me on the show because I've been an Anthony Bourdain fan for 7-8 years. So that was actually a really big deal for me. And I've actually, a little girl I used to babysit here in Las Vegas came to my show because she saw me on TV in Taipei, Taiwan.
Wow.
Her and her boyfriend were watching Anthony Bourdain. And we hadn't spoken in, 15 years. I had lost touch with her. One day she showed up at my show and she goes, I saw you on TV. I live in Taipei. I came to see you.
That's incredible. Yeah. To be able to have that connection from somebody seeing you in a completely different country, some of your music being used on a television show like that, that's a really cool experience.
I ran into a girl I dated in Germany back in the mid-late 80s. I didn't get the same warm reception. I'm sorry.
Well, we're not talking about you right now, Jerry.
We're not, but I'm just...
it's always about Jerry. It always is.
You know why? Because my name's the one that's on the marquee, goddammit.
Hey,
listen, Laura, we have about 3 minutes left. First off, we're going to do everything we can to get you to perform at the Fillmore Jazz Festival next year. If you've never, I sent you, I think, a link to what it's like. They shut down basically the Fillmore District of San Francisco. They put a stage at the bottom of this sloped hill. The street is Fillmore Street, right by the Fillmore West, if you're familiar with that. And they just have this gradual slope up, and they have some of the best jazz acts, west of the Mississippi perform at this thing every year. And they even get some people who are kind of new, not when I say new, not very well known, kids mostly. And a lot of them are music students from Juilliard to fly in for this. I would love to help you play at the Fillmore Jazz Fest because that's actually a pretty big deal out here, Babs. Agree?
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely is.
That would be lovely. And I love San Francisco. What a gorgeous city.
We're sitting right in the North Beach District right now.
It's not a nice city tonight, Jerry. I'll tell you that.
Shut up. You're Go get back to your porn mustache. Got about 2.5 minutes left here, Laura. Why don't you, what do you got coming up? What are you going to be doing? Is there something you would like to shamelessly promote? Because aside from Sirius XM and iTunes, we are on KSHP, which is 1400 AM in Vegas, the strongest signal. Sophie, is there anything you want to throw out there? By all means, knock yourself out.
If people are in Vegas, they can see me every Monday night at the Tuscany. Or I've got a big concert at the Smith Center, which is our big performing arts venue in Las Vegas. Right. That's November 25th. And that'll be internationally broadcast by Yamaha, the piano maker.
No, at least not the motorcycle.
So that's kind of the big thing coming up. That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, how did you get involved? You got about a minute and a half here. How did you get involved with that? I mean, the Smith Center is a big deal in Vegas. Did they come to you, or did you have to say, hey, I'm interested, here's what I do? How'd that work?
The Yamaha representative is a friend of a friend, mm-hmm. and she heard me play with her friend right. last year during a convention here. At sort of an unorthodox gig, but again, it was a gig nonetheless, and you just keep going because you don't know who's going to see you where.
Right.
And she saw me there, and for about a year, she started working to get me into their program where they telecast concerts. The last few people that they did concerts with were Sarah McLachlan and Elton John.
Nice.
So to be in this lineup is really outstanding and kind of unbelievable, and I'm really excited about it.
It's hard work, but you still enjoy it, I take it.
I don't enjoy it all the time, I have to be honest.
I like that honesty.
It's what I love, and so even though it's frustrating.
Right. It's like radio. It's like anything you love. Everyone thinks, oh, it must be so great. You know, it has its pitfalls. I understand.
Yeah, it's a job like anything else. If you do it to make a living, it's not always sunshine and roses.
Yeah, but by and large, you probably can. It's like, you know what, they're paying me to do this. That's pretty cool. You got to be thinking that sometimes.
Yeah, I could be mopping a floor somewhere, I guess.
I've never had a real job. Hey, listen, Laura, here's the deal. If you ever, and I mean ever, want to help promote something or do anything you want to help out in Vegas, like I said, we have a pretty disturbed, albeit dedicated following in Vegas. By all means, we would love to help you out anytime. And we, by the way, Giants or Kansas City in the World Series, who do you like?
Yeah. The Giants only because I'm a National League girl.
I'm an American League girl, but I'm still rooting for the Giants because I live in San Francisco and they throw great parades. Laura, stay on the line for us. I'll be with you in a second here. Laura Schaefer, go to MidnightRefrain.com. Check her out. Fantastic jazz singer, fantastic lady, and almost as good looking as I am. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Your call's next. 1-800-878-7529.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I've been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Dave's not here!
Our thanks to Laura Schaefer. Jazz singer extraordinaire. Buck before the hour. Oh, David Gilmour, short and sweet. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Lazy about that. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burkspell, G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E, iHeartRadio, Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. God help you people. This is Sports Overnight America.